This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. They sure did have a good time last night at opening night at the Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, where singer Queen Latifah rang in the pop season with jazz. Show enough love the West, the North and South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. Queen Latifah is just one of a wide array of performers who'll get to play with the Pops this season. She's always wanted to play with the legendary orchestra, and according to WBUR artery writer Jim Sullivan, the Pops conductor has wanted to collaborate with her.
I asked Keith Lockhart about why he wanted to work with Queen Latifah, and he said, she is such a good fit. She covers so many different genres, from Chicago, where a lot of people got to know her, funk, soul. She raps a bit. So she has many talents and can spread her wings very, very wide.
So who else is on the agenda this year?
Well, a lot of different folks. We've got Ben Folds coming back once again. We've got the B-52s returning, first time at Symphony, but they played with them before. We've got Leslie Odom Jr.,
from
Hamilton. Yes, indeed.
That one is almost sold out, I guess?
It is almost sold out, yes. Yeah. Get your tickets now. And then, of course, we've got the Beatles coming up, or the Pops play the Beatles, and this is something that they've been doing back to the Arthur Fiedler days in the 60s. And I talked to Keith about doing the Beatles and also trying to do some of the other rock material.
Zeppelin, and to a greater extent even Rolling Stone stuff, does not translate as well because there is less melody to it. It's basic blues. The Beatles stuff is all over the map. I mean, there's the psychedelic stuff. There's very, very orchestral stuff. There's stuff that sounds like a band on a British street corner, a whole Sgt. Pepper's kind of thing, And it cries out for an orchestral treatment. Plus, there's a great story to tell there. There's a story of, basically a decade-long story that really transformed pop music and rock.
Now, Jim, it's tough to compare the Beatles to ABBA, but you're going to do it anyhow.
I am. Well, they both sold an awful lot of records, let's put it that way. ABBA was, for many people, I think, a guilty pleasure back in the 70s. I think maybe they're a less guilty pleasure now. When Mamma Mia came around, that put them back in the stratosphere, despite not being
never
a band. Despite not being a band for many years. And one thing that's happened is the whole phenomenon of tribute bands. If a real band does not exist or does not tour frequently, tribute bands spring up. This one is supposedly a very good one. From Sweden, and you can expect probably pretty note-for-note recreations of what ABBA did. And also, ABBA worked a lot with orchestration. Again, another good match for the Pops.
So you talked to Keith Lockhart about this as well. Let's hear what he had to say.
The band seems to be more popular now than it was when it was popular. That it really has pulled this kind of intergenerational appeal out of it. I think at the end of the day, the music is fun.
This is the tribute band. The name?
The name of the band is Arrival, which is the title of an ABBA album.
And if you've always longed for a high-wire act at Symphony Hall in Boston, the circus is coming to Symphony, sort of.
Sort of. Cirque de la Symphonie. I probably didn't pronounce that with the French pronunciation it should be, but yes, they are using people who've been in Cirque du Soleil and other companies, and be flying acrobats over the stage and jugglers. I'm very curious about how that's going to work.
Sounds like you want balcony seats for that one. And then a tribute to the man who underlines pretty much everything at the Pops, John Williams.
Yes, John turned 85 this year, and he's a pretty well-known film composer, I think.
You know him, Lisa.
Yeah,
heard
Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that Star Wars thing that's out there. But also, and Keith was talking about this, he said, not just the big movies or not just the famous bombast movies. He's also done Lincoln, he did Angela's Ashes, and his mark is on film throughout the 20th century and a lot of the 21st so far.
We'll go out on John Williams then. Jim Sullivan, contributor to The Artery, the arts section of our website. You can find his work at wbur.org. You can find the entire Pops schedule there too. Jim Sullivan, thanks.
Thanks for having me.